What's up, bitches? Happy Tuesday. I know I told you guys I'm taking Thanksgiving off, but here we are with another episode this week. So I guess I'm just going to say you're welcome. Glad you're subscribed because that means you didn't miss the notification that this podcast episode was live. I appreciate you guys. Make sure you're sharing the shit out of this so that your friends and loved ones can get in on the magic of becoming a creator of their destiny, taking responsibility for where you are. We're going to jump back into that relationship talk because I'm going to give you some quick tips, to just enhance and create a more loving relationship. If you love the one you're in right now, I promise there's always room for improvement. And this is something that, you know, God love my husband because I guarantee I put him through this where I'm like, yeah, we're doing good, but we could be better. Yeah, you're a great husband, but you could be better. All of the things. Okay. I still include myself in this situation. I am a great wife, but I could be better. This relationship with your partner has the potential to be one of the most fulfilling experiences in your life. Snags happen, shit happens, okay? No one is here to tell you that relationships are easy. They are not. It takes work and effort and intention. But if you stay proactive, this is how you foster that great loving relationship, no matter how long you've been together. And when you create a more loving relationship, you guys are both in this energy vibration of happiness. It doesn't get better than that. So, what are some ways I could tell you right now, and especially even if you're struggling, maybe you're not having a great time right now, but you're like, man, I really want to improve this relationship. How can you create a more loving relationship today? Gratitude. Not just expressing gratitude, showing gratitude. I want you to really think and even journal about what you're thankful for with your partner. Start focusing on that and it shifts your entire mindset. Now you're not waking up pissed because he doesn't do things. You're showing gratitude for what he does do. You love them. You're obviously grateful for them. But when you learn to express your feelings, our partners need to know that you're grateful. When is the last time you just said thank you or you told them the gratitude you feel or the things that you're thankful for? This isn't something that should go unsaid. In fact, nothing should ever go unsaid. That would be something, you know, my husband would try to say, like, I said I love you. He doesn't feel like he needs to say it every day. He thinks he says it once and I should just know for the rest of my life that he loves me. Well, news shock. I'm words of affirmation. I need to hear that. I need to hear he's grateful. That's how I know that, you know, I'm not being taken for granted. I'm not being, you know, just brushed to the side, that I fucking matter. Show your partner gratitude. Say that you're grateful. Express that. We talked last week. You could tune into those episodes where I'm talking about just emotional intelligence, being able to express yourself, all of that. Be more open in your conversations, in your actions, in your quality time, all of that. And it's important that you're incorporating fun, okay? Laughter is always the best medicine. And I honestly don't think there's ever been a day that my husband and I did not laugh. Like, it is just something that we do no matter what. There's just something. And you guys may have separate ideas of what fun is. Do things together that you both enjoy. And it doesn't have to be anything big or extravagant. Like, we're happy just to go down and walk around by the river and just not have kids talking to us. That is big for us, huge. And the key is to do something where you both don't know exactly like what to expect. Do something fun. Go paint pottery, take a cooking class, do something random. Go out of your way. Go out of your way and it does take extra work, but it's worth it. Make a grand gesture for them. Do it out of the blue. There doesn't have to be a special occasion like Valentine's Day or birthday or any kind of love day for you to decide to have a grand gesture. Just do it. Something that you know they would love. Find activities they would love to do. When you sacrifice something that you're not that interested in, you do it because your partner loves it. I promise they're going to feel loved and honored. And I know because I do this a lot for my husband and I love it. I love to do the things that he's interested in. Even if I'd rather be home under a blanket, I'll absolutely go to any concert with him. And we share a lot of interests, 1,000%. I've never had a bad time with him ever. make it a point to join them for an activity they would enjoy. I know how much it means to him. I love seeing him happy. I love seeing him light up. And when the time comes, there's random things I want to do that I know he'd be willing to do with me. And it will be a sacrifice for him. Keep their needs in mind. As time goes by, it's easy to fall into that pattern. You cannot forget about your partner's needs. Hug them extra. Kiss them extra. If they like to talk about feelings, start the conversation. Talk about these things. Say, I love you regularly. You can never say it enough. Say it, text it, email, record it, show it. Do what you have to just to remind your partner of your true feelings. The little phrase helps communication. It lightens the mood. And it's going to foster your relationship for a long time. It is important that you are listening actively. It's important to express your feelings, but you've got to truly listen to theirs. And when you're actively listening, you're going to understand them in a new way. And they're going to feel loved because they'll see you being attentive and they'll feel like their thoughts and feelings matter. Support their ideas. When you agree, make sure that you say that 100%. And I think public support and adoration is really important. Everybody wants to feel like their partner is proud to be with them. 1,000,000%. And maybe you're not always going to agree with your partner, but it's important to remain loving about it. You're not trying to shoot people down. You're not trying to tear them down. You're not trying to become overly critical. Accept what they're saying and suggest, you know, alternative ideas if necessary. Do important things together, sweat together. I know I was really, really loving the routine my husband and I were in when we're lifting weights, 1,000%. Just feeling that with him and us being able to celebrate doing something good for ourselves instead of kind of the self-destructive path we were on, that feels amazing. And I know it is only making us stronger. And maybe you can't take a flight out to Paris for dinner or travel to some exotic corner of the world. That would be amazing if you could. That's not our present situation. Okay. We've got too many kids, too many pets to really do the things that I genuinely would love to do. So what is something randomly small and cheesy that you could do? I don't know, dance in the kitchen. I've done that with my husband. I wanted it to be a regular thing and I kind of forgot about it. So I guess it wasn't that important to me, but I love that the time where I would just, you know, get to dance with him in the kitchen. Ask new questions, like bring up new topics, talk about, you know, the things that you guys really are aligned on. I know the shit that my husband and I like to talk about is not for every household, but it's conversations we enjoy and it's definitely bringing us closer. That gratitude, you guys, goes such a long way. If you guys are in an emotional situation, I want you to step back instead of being reactive and think about what could be fueling your partner's present emotions beneath the surface. How can you support them? Don't take things personally. Even if negative emotions might seem to be directed towards you, it may have nothing to do with you. Okay. Make sure that you are being verbal when it comes to apologizing. Be mindful of your own biases. Okay. Be proactive. Be fluent in their love language. Identify your own emotional triggers, okay? Everyone has the do not push button. Everyone gets irritated. Everyone has a trigger. And when you learn to express yours and your partner expresses theirs, you guys can be mindful, not like walking on a field of bombs. You're not in a minefield. You're just literally being in that present moment, taking care not to hurt each other in a moment where tensions are high. Know when to yield. Sometimes peace is better than being right, 1,000%. Okay. I want you to be curious. I want you guys to talk about how you met, what it was like. I love that time. I love the time that, you know, my husband and I first started dating. I love those memories. It was hilarious. It was crazy. It was insane. And I love how we went from nothing makes sense to we came a really long fucking way, 1,000%. You've got to be empathetic. You've got to learn to read between the lines, okay? Everyone has baggage. It's about being quick to listen and slow to anger. You know them best. You know your partner best. Learn to anticipate what it is they need. What do they need? I've learned to be very mindful. My husband works a grueling job. I'm mindful of that. I know that when the house is put together, when he gets here and I have time to make dinner before I leave, that helps him. I think about all those ways that I can make his life easier. that's a way to make him feel validated. It brings peace into our life. And he knows, like, if I don't get those things done, it's never out of, you know, menace, malice, laziness. There's some shit going on. And so he's never made me feel less than in those times I couldn't show up in that moment. Sex is important. Make time for it. Talk about it. Do it. Flirt. Text about it. All of those things. Keep that alive. Okay. All of the mindfulness that you've been practicing, implement this in your relationship. Make sure that you have your own self-care regimen, 100%. Develop your own personal space for that mindfulness, for meditation. Set boundaries. 100%. You've got to set the boundaries. Hold hands. Be physical. Cuddle on the couch. All of this stuff is going to change the current energy balance to keep you in this present moment. Let go of the past and learn your partner's boundaries. As much as yours are important, it's important that we're respecting theirs as well. You really, really focus on loving yourself fully, wholly, accepting who you are. That's the magic of being a good partner. And when you're a good partner, your partner's going to reflect that. It's worth it to make the effort to go out of your way just to make someone feel special, feel heard. It matters. You would love it. You know they would love it. And I promise what you're giving to your partner will come back to you. You keep the energy high with no expectations. He will meet you there every single time.